The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, welcome once again to another exciting moment on whatever platform, whether on YouTube, whether on Facebook, whatever platform, whether on Instagram you are getting to watch or listen. I want to say you are welcome to today's presentation. Is such an explosive one. I will go on a short break now. I will be right back. Please don't change this channel.
Chapel of Impactation presents Emerging a Leader and Financial Giant in the New Age. We will be having four keynote speakers. Adedeji Ajadi, Finance and Management Consultant. Topic, How to Develop a Professional You. Olumide Adeleye, a Nigerian Social Entrepreneur. Topic, Guides to Acquiring Competitive Skills. Adeolu Akiemi, Business Leader, Serial Entrepreneur. Topic, Becoming an Under 30 CEO. Vincent Arifalo, Medical Doctor. Topic, How to Discover Purpose Early in Life. Date is Saturday, 25th September 2021. Time, 11 a.m. prompt. Venue, 95
Ibaja Agege Road.
By Shofunde Bus Stop, Agege. For inquiries, contact Wale on 0816-131-8569. Bolaji on 0903-234-2440. Don't miss this lifetime opportunity. Be there.
Welcome back. Please join me in welcoming first Malam Garba Kurfi. Malam Garba Kurfi is the Managing Director, Chief Executive Officer of APT Securities and Funds Limited, member of the Nigerian Stock Exchange. Malam, you are welcome.
You are welcome.
And also, our friend Aruna Kibira. Aruna Kibira is the Managing Director, Chief Executive Officer of Global View Capital Limited, also a member of the Nigerian Stock Exchange. Aruna, you are welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Now, let me take off from your end. Aruna, in the course of last week, it was reported AXA Mansard to commence share reconstruction. According to the information as we speak now, shareholders' approval has been secured, Securities and NICOM approval, because Securities and Exchange Commission for the capital market and NICOM for the insurance as regulator of insurance companies. Now, the approval for SEC and NICOM are being sought as we speak. The nominal value is to move from 50 kobo to 2 naira. We're going to be looking at that. Aruna, explain to us briefly what is share reconstruction. We have said that again. We are repeating it, not for lack of what to say, but for you to have clearer and better understanding. And in case you are joining us for this kind of discussion for the first time, you get to know and understand what share reconstruction is all about. To you, Aruna.
Yeah, what share reconstruction means, I will start by saying that you know when the outstanding share of a company is a little bit overbloated, it's bogus, it will trickle down to reduce the earning per share. You know, even when you want to pay dividend, it's actually payable from the earning per share. If and earning per share is profit after tax divided by the outstanding unit. A company might believe that shrinking that we enhance the earning per share going forward. What they did do is to reduce the number of outstanding shares in a particular ratio. Like this one we are talking about now, which means that it is 1-4. That is one ordinary share that you are going to be given for you have
paid. If I was holding like 100 before,
yeah,
I will now be holding.
That is divided by 4.
Which is
25%. What they are saying is that they are going to destroy about 75% of the current outstanding of this company. And you discover that will dovetail to the extent that by the time you now divide their current profit after tax divided by the number of share in issue now, it will be better. Any partial will not be better off.
Malam, I come to you. Let us discuss the issue of nominal value. You said the nominal value is going to move from 50 kobo to 2 naira. Incidentally, I couldn't have asked Aruna because Aruna is an economist. You are a chartered accountant.
The nominal value will remain 50 kobo. What is going to happen is natural. When you reconstruct, you are going to, for every 50 kobo, 4 will now be reflected by 50 kobo 1. So the remaining 1 naira 50 kobo will be added to premium. So what it is, the shareholders' fund will not change. But the market value will change.
What do you mean by premium in the case of those who are
witnesses? You see, in the shareholder structure, we have what we call premium. 50 kobo ordinary share can come to the market at 10 naira. What does that mean? 50 kobo will be reflected in the book as 50 kobo. 9 naira 50 kobo will be added to share premium. And share premium can be only be redistributed as a bonus to the shareholders, or they can seek permission of the regulator to use it to write off accumulated loss, if any. In this case, they don't have any accumulated loss. So what it means, the shareholders fund will remain the same, because the 2 naira now will be reflected as 50 kobo, the 1 naira 50 kobo will be added to premium. But the market value will change. There is nothing going to be destroyed. What is going to happen is that as it is trading 83 kobo, today 83 kobo times 4, it will give you 3 naira plus, and that will be the market value will be listed. They do this because we anticipated this. By the time the AXA Mansa declare bonuses, they give 6 for every 7. So when they give 6 for every 7, and now they come back with this reconstruction, we know this is where it's going to end it. Because what is likely going to happen that their shareholders now is 36 billion. So whatever their earnings, they will be lower. By the time now they reduce 4 into 1, their earning will be times 4. Let's say the 8 kobo is the earning per share for half year. Now times 4, it will be 36 kobo. And therefore, you have more enough to pay for the dividend. And the value has now moved to 3 naira plus. And if
because the price here, as I can see, is 83 kobo.
Yes.
So we now multiply by 4.
Well, by 4. And that will give you about 3 naira 62 kobo, thereabout. So what we are saying that it's a good thing. This is not a new thing to this market. We have seen reconstruction happen in this market. Stanbic did the reconstruction. Since the time Stanbic did the reconstruction, their price never come down.
Stanbic did share buyback.
No, apart from, they did so many things, but they did reconstruction. And the reconstruction that what reduced their holding to about 12 billion. They also give you a dividend and convert it into share by choice. So, but the most important that they reduce their exposure to 12 billion by share reconstruction. Now, AXA Mansa that have about 36 billion issued share of 50 kobo ordinary share will be reduced to 9 billion.
Malam, let me ask you one question. What in the case of was this other company that did share reconstruction, the price went up, and then this leasing company,
I.
So what are we seeing today? They did share reconstruction.
You see,
your unit of shares eventually declined. The price went up initially. Now the price
you see,
is down.
Share reconstruction is not enough to lift you up. It has to follow its performance. Stanbic follow its performance, and this is where they are today. Cadbury did share reconstruction to around 18 naira. Today, Cadbury is trading around 8 naira because their performance did not support it. If you look at it, Unity Bank did reconstruction. Every 10 Unity Bank was reduced to 1. From 50 kobo ordinary share to 5 naira, what is it trading now? It's trading less than 60
kobo. From this that you have said,
so
Malam.
So we are saying that it's not enough to go with reconstruction. You must follow it with performance. Reconstruction without performance is dead on arrival.
Now we have said, if you are watching or listening, apparently you know what share reconstruction is about now. Aruna, what should be the best advice you will be giving to those who are watching? With this share reconstruction, should I sell? Should I buy more? Should I hold on?
If it is possible, I would have asked so that I already are in position to sell. If the stock, I think it has gone on suspension. But if you are interested in taking position in AXA Mansa, I would have asked those that want to take position to wait and see the direction after it is listed back.
Malam, I'm queuing behind Aruna. When you get to hear about share reconstruction, the best is to get out of that equity.
No, it depends. If the
Malam, there is no depends because the future of every company is an unknown.
Look,
there is no way you will tell me that AXA Mansard is going to perform better than they are doing now. Because what you are saying is that share reconstruction is not going to bring additional money to them. Now, if at the end, let us assume that their earning per share now is 50 kobo. That earning per share will now increase maybe to 2 naira. And their price, which is now will now go up. At the end of the day, what are you getting? Now you see, when your price goes up, there is every possibility that more people will even seize the opportunity to sell.
But don't forget that this is the company that has 36 billion issued share capital, now reduced to 9 billion.
Malam,
so
what were they doing
reduced
when they were increasing the outstanding number? Were they sleeping? Were they closing
now,
their
the
eyes?
The quantity now is reduced to 9 billion.
Why must they
so
reduce it?
Were
they
not the
same? See, these are the things we talk about this market that keeps people confused. They intentionally increase it. They are coming back at the backyard again to reduce it. When they were increasing it, they apparently were selling their shares to the public. Collecting money. You collected my money at a certain price. You use it to develop your company. Now you are coming to reduce it. Malam, let us say the truth.
Look, let me tell you. We all know it. It's very common knowledge. If today I slaught a chicken, I have one wife and four children, everybody will get a portion. If I slaught a chicken, I have four wives with 36 children, can somebody get a part?
Malam, no, Malam, who helped you to impregnate your wife to no, have? Okay, good. Now, do you know what they are doing? They want to kill the 36 children. That is indirectly it's what they are trying to do.
Can I say something?
You
can't.
What
would you see there? What would you see billion. There? Whether and you have four wives and 36 children or one wife and four children.
Please hold on for the third quarter result because the earning per share will tremendously change.
The price will tremendously change. So
the size of the chicken has not changed.
Has not changed.
My one chicken, whether it's 36 children or four wives, the size of the chicken has not changed.
Whatever you are going to do now, you are likely not going to get it because before, if you have 40,000, now has been reduced to 10,000. So the 30,000 has already gone.
You are looking at this from only one side. You are not looking at the fact that this company will probably have come to the market to raise money. At what price? Now they are reducing the quantity of the shares, and at the end, they make, see, price in the market, because it is not, this price growth is not going to be performance induced. But this price is not going to, this is artificial price performance.
No.
And that is why you mentioned Unity, you mentioned
Cernatis. It is inorganic.
No, it's not artificial. Lasako did the reconstruction. Before reconstruction of Lasako was trading 20 kobo. Today, you cannot get Lasako less than 150 kobo. So is it not better to
put Malam, what
if
brought
you
about,
sold
what brought
at
about,
kobo, now
what
you brought, sold one at 150 kobo, you have double your money.
What brought about the increase in the price of Lasako was not share reconstruction, it was improved performance.
That is what I'm telling you, that
so
the construction,
share reconstruction does not improve turnover.
It does not improve
the profit after tax.
From 20 kobo to 150 kobo is due to the share reconstruction.
No.
And what we are saying, don't sell your answer, Mansa. Hold on, watch the third quarter result before you do it. Look, reconstruction or buyback is the same. Embattlement did the buyback. Before last year, Embattlement was trading 120 naira. Since he bought
Malam,
back part of
share reconstruction and share buyback will never be the same. Share reconstruction and buyback will never be the same. Buyback, they are not adjusting anything. They are only buying back. They are buying back the shares. They are paying. They buy it and they paid for it and they destroy it.
So what we are saying
that
is that it reduces the number.
It reduces the number, but not in the case of share reconstruction that is neither here nor there.
The reconstruction and buyback, they all go the same way.
They don't go the same way. They are different concepts. Now, let me ask you this question. Share buyback. The company is paying. They are paying out certain amount, probably from their reserve. But in share reconstruction, the company is not injecting any amount.
In buyback, they are not injecting any amount. They are reducing even their cash flow. In reconstruction, they are reducing their cash flow
because they are injecting money.
What we are saying, why don't they give you as dividend? Why do you buy back? Give me as dividend.
They just buy it back because they are using it to buy. In the process of buying, the price can go up.
Technically, in buyback, you are reducing the working capital. But in reconstruction, you are not reducing anything. So reconstruction is a normal thing. Many companies have done and do well, and I believe you that
many
I have confidence
did,
that after months,
well.
Price will start trading above 3 naira thereafter.
Let us
which
wait.
We have seen for
we'll
many years.
We'll come to this table and see how
and
much
see
is trading from 3 naira to 2.
No problem.
Right. Well. We have to round off now. I want to say a very big thank you to this gentleman for the skill and the knowledge that they have deployed to the discussion. So far, so good today. By the special grace of God, we shall be with you again next time, healthy, alive, and kicking. Until then, I remain just sincerely in wealth creation and accumulation and preservation and all of the above. Abayomi of Babilujo. God bless you. Enjoy your week.